This meeting is now being recorded.
Thanks very much, Desiree. Thank you. So I'm Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. On the call, we have Nigel Hickson, Alexandra Gonzalez, Tatiana Tropina, Matthew Shears, Leon Sanchez, and that, I believe, is all we have today on the call. This is just a call to discuss the flow of the workshop or the session that the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance will have in Guadalajara in just about a week's time. Matthew is the moderator for the session by popular demand. And I guess, Matthew, I'm not quite sure how you wanted to do this. Do you just want to sort of propose the flow or discuss this? It's really up to you.
Thanks, Olivier, and thanks, Nigel. So I went back to the workshop proposal, and I think if we work off that, that's probably as good a place as any to start. The one thing I think would be useful just before we talk about this one would be perhaps, Nigel, if you could give us a little bit of a sense as to what's going to be the focus of the discussion in the day zero event, just so that we don't duplicate and perhaps bring a different dimension. Obviously, we will be having a very different type of discussion than the one that I guess Goran will be having or leading, but perhaps you can fill us in on that before we look at this.
Good evening. Yes, sorry, I'm in a bit of a noisy place, so I'm trying to sort of find a quiet corner, as they say. Good evening. Essentially, the IANA transition town hall session, as we call it, on day zero, which is being led by Teresa Swinehart, is very much of an information session, I would say. It's going to have a sort of keynote address by Joran, just sort of saying a few high-level things, and then Teresa will talk a bit about what has taken place in the transition, and then Larry Strickling will say a bit from the US side. So it's mainly a sort of information session. I mean, obviously there'll be time for discussion at that as well, but I very much see it as a sort of factual update, where I think ours is more of a, I mean, obviously, it's up to you exactly, how you want to play this. But I see ours as more of a sort of brief update of where we are, and then a discussion on, where we're going, so to speak. And so more of a dialogue and a debate, if you like, rather than just an information session. But anyway, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Nigel. That's good to know. So I think that makes a lot of sense when looking at the outline that you submitted when we put in the proposal for this workshop. I think a brief update is absolutely right, although I'll come back to a point at the end that I think is going to, a couple of points I think are going to be tricky ones that we're going to have to address. But I think a brief update on where we are at the moment, really talking about putting the Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 work in a kind of a bigger picture. And I think we probably need to talk a little bit about who would be best suited to do that. Again, bearing in mind, however, that most of the people who are, or hopefully most of the people who are going to be attending this session will be not those who have been steeped in the minutiae of ICANN. So I think what we're going to have to do is keep it at a relatively high level. I think what's really going to be valuable are the two parts of the workshop that have been identified, which are really the first substantive part, which is understanding from the various stakeholder representatives who will be on the panel what their kind of their learnings and their experiences were as from being a part of not only the Accountability Workstream 1 work, but also the transition work, but then how that fits together with Workstream 2. And then really talking a little bit there, I think, as you point out in the workshop proposal about, what were the benefits, what were the learnings, what were the key takeaways, and why did it work I think one of the things that's most interesting about the IANA transition work and the accountability work is that we had the entire community who, you know, in many situations can be quite fractious and have very differing opinions, but we had the entire community for much of the 2 years very much aligned and very much on point when it came to achieving this transition. So I think that the notion of what have we learned from that process, I think, will be essential. And I'm hoping that each stakeholder representative will bring a slightly different or very different perspective to the discussion. And as we have most groups represented, and we have the board, and we have those who have been sitting kind of looking at the process from the outside, I think that's an incredibly important part. So if anybody wants to say anything, please jump in. But I think
yes, sir, hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Tatiana Trofina is speaking for the record. I thought when Matthew was speaking about someone who can provide the whole picture and perspective, I think Leon will suit this role the best because he's a co-chair of the CCWG anyway. So that was my first point. And my second point, I'm just wondering how to make the flow of this workshop in terms of where we are now, but then moving to the lessons we learned in the workstream one. So it's a bit kind of going backwards, no, a bit. Or maybe we can also share our experiences from the workstream two as well, because it's an ongoing work, and to be honest, it is a bit different experience right now. So that was just my suggestion. Thanks.
I think it's a great point. I think that we should talk about our experiences from both in the. So once if Leon, if you're willing, I think it would be fantastic. It's a great suggestion if you would be willing to give the kind of big picture introduction. Once I've given the little picture introduction, if you give the big picture introduction to Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, I think our involvement as stakeholder representatives should really take into account the lessons we've learned, what our experience have been from both Workstream 1 and Workstream 2. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult, as you say, Tatiana, to kind of separate the session into different parts looking at different issues. So I completely agree. I think it should be Workstream 1 and 2. And the lessons are, you know, they could be seen as a little bit different in the two pieces, if you will. And the question that in the workshop that's a key one is, because the Workstream 2 issues are still ongoing and the work's still ongoing, what have we learned from Workstream 1 that we're applying to Workstream 2, and perhaps what we didn't learn and we're finding out perhaps in some of the working groups in Workstream 2 are taking longer than we anticipated. And it might be interesting to talk about the reasons why.
Matthew, it's sort of so Leon has, I know you're not on the Adobe Connect. So
yeah, sorry.
Your eyes here. So Leon said he's happy to do that. He's even got a slide deck for this. I've also myself cut and pasted the proposed agenda for the session that you had drafted for the workshop proposal, which goes into introduction and then brief update on CCWG accountability, 10 minutes. And I guess that's what we're talking about now. And then stakeholder involvement, 30 minutes with each stakeholder represented in the round table, because we have to remember this is a round table format. We'll share their personal and stakeholder experiences in the working groups, et cetera, assessment of the model, portability of the model, and so on. Then there's going to be a debate after that, and then a wrap-up. Is that the sort of general idea that we're looking at?
Olivier, thanks. Yes, that is exactly the outline that I'm working from here, which is the one that's in the workshop proposal that's on the IGF site. So I think that is unless somebody wishes to propose a different kind of approach, I would say that would be, and thank you I should have outlined that in the beginning. I think that's the right kind of approach. The interesting part about this, and I think this is a key issue, is the fourth part, the debate, which is where we talk about, for example, is this model portable to other fora? I think one of the, you know, one of the most interesting things, and we have to be careful that we don't get into this too quickly when we have this, the discussion of what our experiences were in Workstream 1 and 2, which is the third part of the session, which goes for 30 minutes. But I think the last part of the session, which is the debate part, which is this model portable to other fora, I think actually is probably the most interesting and important part of the discussion, because at the end of the day, it's been very hard in this internet ecosystem to put a finger on those times that the multi-stakeholder model has worked, worked relatively well, and actually has had the kind of impact that Workstream 1 has had, for example. So I think that that is a key discussion, and how can that model, or how can this model be ported into other spaces and other fora, I think is a great subject for discussion. So I think that's really a lot of the meat of the discussion. Is everybody okay with that? Does everybody think that's the right approach?
Yes, sorry, this is Nigel. Yes, I think that's right, because there certainly is a debate that I've detected, not just in the community, but also actually amongst ICANN staff and board, about, a couple of times I've written in speeches that this was an excellent example of the multi-stakeholder process, and therefore, if you like, this process in solving a complex problem is portable to other situations, and some people agree with that, and some people say no, the ICANN model is very unique, it's under very different sort of conditions, and therefore it's not really suitable to, if you like, export. So I think it is a good debating point.
I think so too, Nigel, and I think that will be a really interesting one. So it'll be important for the panelists to be not only to be ready to talk about their personal experiences and what they learned through the Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 work, but then to think about how, in what other fora, what other spaces could that model, or perhaps some of the characteristics of that model, not necessarily the model itself, be ported. And I think that's, that's from the workshop outline anyway, that's the core element of that, of the kind of fourth part of the session, if you will. And I think it's probably a good idea, Nigel or Olivier, that we recirculate this to everybody, just so that, because you have to dig quite deep into the IGF's website to find this.
Matthew, it's Olivier here. I will follow up afterwards and remind all of the people not only of their involvement in this workshop, obviously, because as you've seen, they're only a small subset of the panelists have made it to the call today, but I'll also probably send them a link to the recording of the current conversation, which is the reason why we've recorded it, so that we can point them to what we've been discussing as well. And I'll also send a copy of, the link to the workshop proposal, which I think is updated.
Okay, fantastic.
I mean, if we're working on the draft agenda that you've put together and we think that this is satisfactory, then I guess this is the way forward then.
I think it's good to circulate it, and if people want to suggest some other approach, but I think what the important thing here is in the roundtable format that we have a sufficient diversity of panelists, if you want to call them that, who will bring different perspectives to this. So I think the conversation will be a good one and a fruitful one. And so I'm looking forward to that. There are a couple of issues that we are going to have to just kind of keep in the back of our mind that have struck me from the Workstream 2 discussion that are likely to be issues that will come up and may well be put to us. And those revolve around the issue of jurisdiction and also the issue of human rights, both of which are very popular issues amongst a number of the civil society participants in those work streams. So I suspect that in the Q&A and in the wrap-up, that they may be raised as in some form or another from the audience.
Matthew, it's Olivier here. So do you expect that there would be questions about, let's say, jurisdiction and panelists or you would be expected to respond to this? Because I know that debate can start and go on forever, as it has.
Well, indeed, yeah, it has. I'm just raising it as an issue. I don't think we want to get distracted by that, because I think the focus of this, we've just been talking about what the real focus of this session is. But I do suspect that we may get questions like that from participants as to what the status is about how ICANN is accounting for its human rights obligations, so to speak, and whether or not the issue of ICANN's jurisdiction, and unfortunately it might well involve the issue of where ICANN is headquartered. And I think, we just have to be ready for those. It shouldn't distract us from our discussion on the model and the portability to other spaces and other fora, though. Any comments, thoughts?
I don't see any hands up. So Olivia is speaking at the moment. I note that Alexandre Arns Gonzalez is on the call. Well, we all know each other. I don't quite know Alexandre, so I don't know whether he could say a few words about himself, and perhaps sort of we can discuss how he'll be involved in this.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Welcome, Alexandre.
We're able to get the system working. It might be that the microphone is not working.
Oh.
It's typing at the moment.
Okay.
One of the problems with Adobe Connect.
Okay, well, Alexandre, if you can hear, and if you wish, please do send thoughts to the group so that you're probably the one who I think there are a couple of individuals who have been aware of but not fully involved in the work of in the working groups themselves, and I think that's actually a nice and useful dimension to for us to get a fuller sense of the debate when we have a discussion around in the roundtable form. And we have a good representation from across the different stakeholder groups. So that's it. So I think Olivia and Nigel, one of the things that I will do is based upon this agenda is maybe flesh out a couple of the questions a little bit more, so that we have so that we can hopefully generate some good discussion. And I think we should also be, we should be frank about the model. We should be frank about the challenges that we've addressed and that may still face us in terms of, the work that we're doing. Because I think these are important things for people to learn from. And hopefully, I think that people will at the end of the session will see the value of the model or its characteristics, and hopefully that if we can come out of that session with a sense that there is a utility and that this model is portable, then I think that would be an accomplishment.
Yeah. Thanks, Matthew. It's Olivia speaking, and I'm absolutely aligned with your assessment and your suggestions here, so that's absolutely great. In the meantime, Alexandre has typed that he has problems with the connectivity, so he will try another phone if it can work, but in the meantime is unable to speak and has patchy connectivity for the system. So I don't know if anybody else wishes to intervene.
Olivier?
Nigel, you're always welcome.
No. Sorry, I missed the last sort of 5 minutes, I'm afraid. I had to escort Joran to a meeting here. But I'm not saying in case anything, you asked a question or you wanted anything.
Yeah, we spoke very badly about you, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. So you can listen to this in the recording afterwards. But apart from that, Matthew just went through the flow, and it looks like everyone is is well aligned on the flow that we've put on the screen on the discussion notes.
So there is a question, which I think is a really interesting one for us to consider, for all of us to consider, because I'm not sure how we answer it, and maybe somebody can come up with a compelling and interesting way of answering it. But the theme, of course, of the IGF is, of course, as you know, enabling inclusive and sustainable growth. I think it would be nice for us, perhaps, to try and weave that, the importance of the sustainability and the stability of the internet ecosystem and how the work of the transition and the accountability measures are contributing to that, and how that in turn is contributing to this inclusive and sustainable growth. So I think somehow if we could all give some thought to that before the session as to how we might address it, I think that's important as well. It's important to put it in the session within not only the context of the transition, the accountability work and the model, but also in the context of the broader thrust of the IGF. So something for food for thought for the session.
Okay, it's Olivier speaking. I don't see anyone putting their hand up. Again, I totally agree with what you're saying, Matthew. It's important that we certainly row in the same direction or paddle in the same direction as the flow of the river, and that's where it's flowing at the moment, so that's fine. Are there
okay,
any questions from anyone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any hands up or anything. Matthew?
No, I was just going to say, I was just going to ask if anybody has any questions. Otherwise, I think if we could just encourage the if you send out that update, Olivier, then I'll follow that up with some additional questions, and maybe we can encourage an exchange on the lists as well.
Okay, that works for me. So Olivier speaking. I just have one question, which is Jimson's email address. I appear to have problems with Jimson's email address. I don't know if others have similar problems with it, but it seems to he seems to have, or I've seen from our servers, no MX records for his domain name. I don't know whether that's the case with other people. And if you haven't
I have his email. I'll go back and find it because I think I chatted to him prior to our session in Hyderabad.
Okay. Yeah, it's his email at contemporary.net, and for some reason, I emails that I sent to him are bounced back. It might be something to do with anti-spam or something. Who knows? I might have been blacklisted. But if you can check on that, or when you respond, you can check on this. That's fine.
That would be great. And just another thought, Nigel, if you're there, I think it would be really great if there are any questions in particular or issues that arise in the session on day zero that we may want to address or reinforce or talk about. I think that would be incredibly useful if you pick up anything that we might want to cover off on again.
Yes, no, absolutely. No, I can update, you know, the whole group on if anything comes up. And just, you know, you might have covered this, Matthew, so apologies if you have, but I mean, it's quite likely that given that we're, you know, that session is on day zero and some people don't arrive and this session's on day two, I get confused with these things, day two, that we might get some people that turn up and do want to ask some fairly sort of, well, you know, I said basic, you know, but some fairly sort of factual issues, so we need to be prepared for that as well. Thanks.
Good point. Okay. I think that's it for me, Olivier. I think it's pretty straightforward, and I think it will be a really good discussion, an important discussion as well.
Yeah, thanks very much for this, Matthew, and perhaps I was just going to suggest one more thing, which was that we could relate to the workshop we did last year, which was looking at the And that's just like a 20 seconds mention in your introduction of the workshop or of the roundtable, saying that last year we had a look at the INS stewardship transition discussion, the CWG INA. Well, this year we're looking at the accountability, just to show that it's pedigree, if you want, as in it was doing this last year, and we looked at the model last year, and we're looking at the model against this year. Just a suggestion.
That's actually a good point. So from that, I'm assuming that we really do want this particular session to be more focused on the accountability work, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the INS stewardship transition is really behind us. I think there is a lot more discussion on that, but we really are in the accountability stuff this time now. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
I think
we probably need to reinforce that, but yes, absolutely. Okay. Great.
Excellent. So I think as next steps, I'm waiting for a link from Desiree on the recording of this call, and then we'll send the copy of the recording of the call and the discussion notes or the chat to everyone that is listed at the moment, and you can then follow up on this, Matthew. And
great.
Everyone else can follow up as well if they have questions that they haven't asked here.
Great. Thanks, Olivier. Sorry, my Adobe's not working for some reason.
It happens. I've seen a lot ever since the migration to the new Adobe, a lot of problems that people have been having. So no worries. Thanks, everyone. And see you all in Guadalajara.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.